So this nail salon is getting all sorts of attention. This nail salon out of Ohio. And they just opened up. And I mean, is it like they got great deals? Great, like, BOGO deals on your nails
or
something?
Do they have a lot of, like, fancy designs that you can't find anywhere else? What's going on?
The owner is Dawn Moon.
I think it's fun.
Dawn Moon was struggling to come up with a name for her new nail salon.
Okay, uh-oh. Yeah, coming up with a name is often pretty difficult if you're starting a new business. Sure.
Do you not want something that people can't remember or that they can't pronounce or say?
Yeah, you don't want a confusing name. She does nails. She's okay. A nail salon.
Uh-huh. So she went back to the basics.
The basics.
The basics.
What are the basics? I don't know. Educate me, please.
Nails. Salon.
Yeah.
If you go and you have your nose done, it's called a nose job, right?
Oh, I think I know where she's going with this.
Okay, well, you come and you get your hands done, it's a hand job.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So,
see, I was thinking something clever like nailed it or, you know, something cutesy like that, and that's what she's going for?
No, the name of her salon, Hand Jobs Nails and Spa in Ohio.
Oh, it made perfect business sense.
That's confusing.
Sure.
It's
sure
confusing,
it
though, about the services they offer, I feel.
It really is what we do. We work on hands all day, every day.
Okay. Okay. Here's the thing. The zoning director is like, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So there's like a petition. They've gotten some complaints about the suggestive name of the business. Now, however, her clientele love it. They're like, I love it.
Okay.
I can tell my boyfriend that I'm going to
get a hand.
No. I'm going
to.
I know.
You cannot.
I know.
Again, it's confusing about the services they offer.
I'm telling you.
It's confusing.
I'm telling you.
It's confusing. It's confusing.
It is confusing.
It is a little
if that's
bit.
The name, there's going to be a lot of disappointed men out there.
I was going to say, exactly. There could be a new set of a clientele that's going to be flooding into that business.
Yeah,
confused.
People walk in and we're like, all right, sure, I can get my nails done. Now what?
Right.
Tapping their foot.
Yeah.
Where's my hand job?
What else?
I do.
What
do you
else?
Have a 30-minute service? That's the one I want.
All right. So there you go.
That's the one.
Dawn Moon.
Can I make an appointment?
And she's like, listen, I cannot pay for this type of advertising.
Okay. I also thought maybe she's going to go full moon. Like maybe
Kelly,
maybe
you've come
it was
up
like
with some great
nail
ideas.
Salon.
Yeah,
I feel like,
absolutely.
Am I not nailing the marketing plan?
Pun intended.
Oh my God. I'm so good at this.
I got to be honest. I think Dawn is okay. Is kind of nailing the marketing for this. So anyways, this nail salon out of Ohio gone viral just because of the name of the salon.
I do understand the outrage, though. I get that.